1948 was still post-war Europe, and going to Pasadena was like heaven. Pauling and other scientists at Caltech had attracted a very large number of people who wanted to get out of Europe, and Caltech was a magnet at the time. I think those of us who had the privilege of being at Caltech as research fellows in the late 40s and early 50s look back on this as the golden age of chemistry. He gave us a great amount of freedom in what we chose to work on. One must remember at the time he was travelling a great deal. Even going to the East Coast was a three-day journey.
I asked him who runs the department when you're not there? He said the same people who run it when I am there.
He brought in a lot of people, allowed them to interact with each other, had some general lines which we were following, but did not at all lay down a narrow course. Tomorrow you should do this, and when that's done you should do something else, then you check this, and at the end of the week send me a report. It was nothing like that.